supply chain integration methods, quick response programs, distributor integration, continuous replenishment, vendor-managed inventory, and collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment are powerful business tools. These inclusive supply chain management methodologies each integrates point of sale, POS, data, and forecasting in its own way to reduce lead times, lower inventory costs, and smooth out the bullwhip effect. Note that each also requires building partnerships and trust along the supply chain. Partners must be willing to share information and do it quickly. This could mean collaborating in developing a single forecast and agreeing to carry out their supply functions according to the forecast. The goal is to replace estimates with data reflecting customers' buying patterns. Quick response programs. Simply sharing information between customer and supplier is one of the earliest and most basic types of supply chain alliances. This is often called a quick response program, QRP, defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a system of linking final retail sales with production and shipping schedules back through the chain of supply. This system employs point-of-sale scanning and electronic data interchange and may use direct shipment from a factory to a retailer. C. Continuous replenishment. In a QRP, the customer still typically submits the individual orders. The supplier uses the POS data as the basis for scheduling production and determining inventory levels to improve synchronization of supply with actual demand. Simply having the same information as the retailer doesn't necessarily mean that the supplier's forecast will be the same as the retailer's. That requires another level of cooperation. Nevertheless, the QRP can achieve significant reductions in lead times. Distributor integration. Distributor integration, DI, occurs when distributors are integrated using information systems, so the expertise and inventory located at one distributor are available to the others, such as sometimes exists between auto dealerships. Distribution systems can be integrated for better inventory control and customer service. In inventory-related DI, each distributor can check the inventories of other distributors to locate a needed product or part. Distributors gain flexibility without having to carry excess stock. The total system inventory is lowered, and a side benefit is that customer service levels are also raised. Examples include participants that share connectivity, warehouse order entry, and integrated demand management systems to improve supply chain efficiencies. Companies that work to facilitate multi-currency capabilities. In service-related DI, individual distributors build expertise in different areas. When a customer request comes in, it is routed to the distributor with the most expertise, application support, assembly, etc. The experience improves the customer's perception of the distributor's ability. An example in this area is restaurant services where procurement systems and strategies are automated. An obstacle to DI is ownership of inventory. When the distributors are all owned by the same company, there is no problem. However, when distributors are independently owned, there may be no existing relationship between them, and they may not want to provide access to the information. A solution is to allow the manufacturer to act as a middleman to the independent distributors. For example, beer manufacturer Sam Adams has access to its independent distributors' inventory levels. Sam Adams then brokers deals between distributors when inventory shortages or surpluses occur. Another challenge to creating a DI alliance is that distributors may doubt the benefits of participating in such a system. Service-related DIS may shift certain responsibilities and areas of expertise away from some distributors and concentrate them in a few. The excluded distributors may feel marginalized or may worry about losing these skills and abilities. Distributors must feel certain that the DI is a long-term alliance. Organizers must work hard to build trust among the participants. The manufacturer may have to provide pledges and guarantees. Continuous replenishment. Continuous replenishment, CR, or rapid replenishment, also relies on sharing of POS data by retailer and supplier. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, continuous replenishment is a practice of supplier collaboration in which a supplier is notified daily of actual sales or warehouse shipments and commits to replenishing these sales without stockouts and without receiving formal replenishment orders. The result is a lowering of associated costs and an improvement in inventory turnover. C. Quick Response Program, QRP, Rapid Replenishment, Vendor-Managed Inventory, VMI. Suppliers are notified daily of actual sales or warehouse shipments and commit to replenishing inventory without allowing stockouts or needing to receive replenishment orders. The supplier uses the POS data to prepare shipments at intervals determined in partnership with the customer. The goal of this strategy is continuous reduction of inventory levels at the store as the forecasts become more accurate. Lost sales due to stockouts are avoided, and inventory turnover is improved. These forecasts can be based on complex formulas that correct for demand variations, such as in-store promotions, seasonal swings, and longer-term trends. Vendor-managed inventory. In the vendor-managed inventory, VMI, model, the vendor, through mutual agreement, has access to the customer's POS inventory data for items they supply. The vendor is responsible for maintaining the inventory level required by the customer and performs actual resupply. The inventory is counted, damaged or outdated goods are removed, and the inventory is restocked to predefined levels. The vendor obtains a receipt for the restocked inventory and accordingly invoices the customer. Procter & Gamble, for example, took over management of the inventory of P&G diapers at Walmart to straighten out the bullwhip effect in their supply chain. Although this successful partnership is now a part of business history, the VMI concept continues to expand as other supply chains adapt it to different situations. Manufacturers of snack chips, bread, and soft drinks now routinely send their representatives to stock items at grocery and convenience stores. Specific VMI functions. In the traditional relationship, the customer stocks its shelves with products bought from a supplier, basing orders on demand forecasts. The customer controls all decisions relating to the storage, display, sale, and replenishment of goods. The supplier, in turn, bases its forecasts and inventory levels on past customer orders. Once it sells the products, its responsibility ends. In a VMI arrangement, by contrast, the supplier takes over multiple inventory functions. For instance, the supplier may do all or some of the following. Determine how the inventory will be stored and displayed. Provide the bins, vending machines, or other storage units. Replenish the inventory on a schedule it determines based on POS data. Maintain inventory records. Handle the delivery, receiving, stocking, and counting functions. Provide a permanent vendor representative at the customer's premises, for example, automotive plant, to perform the resupply and reorder functions. Vendors can also use historic data and predictive models to forecast stocking demands. The accuracy of the forecast is carefully monitored and compared with actual data so that the forecasting model can be refined. Inventory levels may be based on sophisticated models that change the appropriate level based on seasonal demand, promotions, or changing consumer demand. Forecasts of demand guide the creation of the master production schedule and the material requirements plan. Work orders are released from the master production schedule to meet the projected demand plus safety stock. Who owns the inventory and who benefits? In early instances of VMI, the customer continued to purchase goods, but the supplier took over inventory management in whole or in part. As the VMI strategy has evolved, some partners have adopted a VMI consignment arrangement in which the supplier continues to own the inventory as well as manage it. Consignment in relation to inventory is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the process of a supplier placing goods at a customer location without receiving payment until after the goods are used or sold. Consignment is sometimes called vendor-owned inventory, VOI. There are four possibilities of how VMI and consignment can be combined, as shown in Exhibit 2-17. Exhibit 2-17, VMI and consignment combinations. In the traditional relationship, the customer has an incentive to keep inventory lean by placing small, frequent orders. To ensure that it maintains an acceptable fill rate with its customers, it may expect the supplier to bear the costs of maintaining larger inventories of safety stock to respond to unexpected demand. When the customer enters into a consignment or VMI consignment relationship, it benefits from reduced inventory costs or inventory management costs by transferring one or both to the supplier. On the other hand, with either type of VMI, it loses some degree of control over the inventory, such as deciding the amount and frequency of orders. When the supplier takes over management of inventory in its customer's location, its incentives also change. The supplier now determines the size and frequency of orders, and if the customer buys inventory upon transfer, it may be tempted to transfer as much inventory to the customer's stockroom or shelves as possible. In this way, it keeps its own inventory costs low and, not incidentally, takes up space that might otherwise fill up with a competitor's products. Conversely, consignment arrangements may tend toward optimal inventory since the supplier owns the inventory no matter its location. However, as more total inventory is owned, ordering and carrying costs of inventory will be higher for the supplier. Consignment ownership of inventory, raw materials, components, finished goods, etc., in a VMI partnership may be required to compete for business. Large retailers, for example, may represent so great a percentage of a supplier's revenue that they exercise considerable control over the relationship. In some cases, the retailer may want to share some of its own cost savings with the supplier as an incentive to enter a VMI partnership. Getting started. Setting up a VMI relationship can be done in various ways. The customer and the supplier may go directly into a full-scale VMI alliance, or they may take it a step at a time. At the beginning, the customer may exercise thorough oversight of the process, accepting vendor policy changes only after careful review. The ultimate goal of many VMI arrangements, however, is for the supplier to control the ordering process. Steps in the process include the following: contract negotiation to decide such matters as when to transfer ownership of the inventory, terms of credit, and performance metrics. Integration of information systems between the partners to ensure quick, complete, and accurate transmission of data. Joint development of replenishment logic. Development of a shared forecasting process. Development of logistical support tools to coordinate transportation, management of inventory, and so on. Hiring or training personnel to manage the system effectively. Measuring VMI success. Adopting VMI involves a trade-off between control and inventory management costs for customer and supplier. The metrics for tracking the success of a VMI relationship should reflect its potential benefit to both parties, not just one. Some customers develop VMI supplier certifications. Specifically, the partners should track the following measures of success: reduction or elimination of the bullwhip effect, reduced inventory costs in the supply network as a whole, reduction or elimination of stockouts or spoiled product on shelves, reduction of lead times for deliveries and more on-time deliveries, increased inventory turns, collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment. Collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment, CPFR registered trademark, is a way to integrate the components of demand management among supply chain partners. CPFR registered trademark is an evolving set of best practices, process standards, organizational standards, and technology recommendations. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment, CPFR, as 1. A collaboration process whereby supply chain trading partners can jointly plan key supply chain activities from production and delivery of raw materials to production and delivery of final products to end customers. Collaboration encompasses business planning, sales forecasting, and all operations required to replenish raw materials and finished goods. 2. A process philosophy for facilitating collaborative communications. CPFR is considered a standard and is endorsed by the Voluntary Interindustry Commerce Standards, CIN. Collaborative planning. CPFR registered trademark model. Exhibit 2-18 shows the activities and tasks in the CPFR registered trademark model. The activities are strategy and planning, demand and supply management, execution, and analysis. The collaboration tasks appear in the center column. The enterprise tasks appear in the left column, manufacturer tasks, and the right column, retailer tasks. The model can be expanded to include other partners, such as distributors, who can play the buyer or seller role. The idea is to formalize collaborative tasks while reducing redundant work by specifying what work is best done by each supply chain partner. For example, market planning is the responsibility of the manufacturer, while the retailer takes care of category management. Exhibit 2-18, CPFR registered trademark model. The model starts with strategy and planning, where the primary tasks are to decide on how collaboration will proceed and to develop a joint business plan. The joint business plan identifies significant events such as promotions, inventory policy changes, store openings and closings, and product introductions. The model proceeds in the other three activity categories in similar fashion, with joint sales forecasting being an important part of demand and supply management. Again, there is a division of labor as the manufacturer analyzes market data and conducts demand planning, while the retailer forecasts POS numbers and does replenishment planning to determine order and shipment requirements. The execution activity, also known as the order-to-cash cycle, involves placing orders, preparing and delivering shipments, receiving and stocking products at the retail site, recording transactions, and making payments. The manufacturer does production and supply planning, while the retailer conducts the activities associated with buying, Both parties conduct logistics and distribution on their ends. In the analysis activity, the supply chain partners monitor planning and execution activities to identify exceptions. They also aggregate results and calculate key performance metrics, share insights, and adjust plans as part of continuous improvement. Technology. CPFR Registered Trademark is not fundamentally a technology solution. Rather, CPFR Registered Trademark is at heart about developing effective business processes to synchronize supply chain operations across enterprise boundaries. Nevertheless, the success of CPFR Registered Trademark depends upon willingness to work with shared data efficiently in real time. CPFR Registered Trademark software solutions might go by various names, but include systems that allow enterprise partners to share forecasts and historical data, automate the collaboration arrangement and business plan, evaluate exceptions, enable two-way, real-time conversations, revisions, and commentary. These solutions must be able to function on any existing enterprise software and hardware. CPFR Registered Trademark is generally described as internet-based, with each enterprise feeding data into shared servers for immediate joint web-based access. This allows for low-cost connections, even with very small trading partners. CPFR Registered Trademark Scenarios. CPFR Registered Trademark Scenarios are case studies of the experiences of enterprises using the CPFR Registered Trademark model. Examples of some of the scenarios that can be found on the GS1 US website through our Resource Center include ways to collaborate on retail events, distribution center replenishment, retail store replenishment, and assortment planning. CPFR Registered Trademark Challenges. Instituting CPFR Registered Trademark may require meeting several predictable challenges. Increased costs. There may be costs in money and time required to acquire and train users on the technology to share data externally. Resistance to data sharing. CPFR Registered Trademark needs a single, jointly developed business plan that incorporates one set of shared forecasts. Although there are risks, without shared data, there is no CPFR Registered Trademark. Bridging internal functions. Successfully establishing CPFR Registered Trademark requires the partners to build bridges between internal functions so as to speak with one voice to its trading partners. Yet this internal challenge cannot be underestimated.